it's not a moment too soon and that it's been a long time coming, because frankly, having lost the confidence of one of the belligerent parties, it made it very difficult for him to be able to do his job. The mandate for the mission had changed so much since first the coup and now the war, that I think he had struggled to find a place for himself within the very quickly shifting political landscape in the country. I think it's time for a fresh start, a new envoy from the UN who can bring confidence, who can bring a clean slate, and hopefully engage with the belligerent parties.
Yes, and Paris was declared persona non grata by the army, and he was accused of bias and interfering in Sudanese affairs in ways that violated the country's sovereignty. And he's been operating from outside the country since June. And many in Sudan consider him part of the problem, actually. The problem with the transition to democracy, the lead up to the current conflict, and even his role during the conflict. How do you assess his role?
Well, I mean, from the outset, I think it's important to remember that the blame for this conflict and how it was sparked lies primarily with the warring parties, with Generals Burhan and Hemeti and their partners. That said, Volker Perthes, I think, was remiss in not recognizing the signs of an impending conflict, and he's not the only diplomat to do so. But I think in his particular role within a political mission by the UN, he should have been far more adept at reading the trajectory of events. What we had seen him present to the United Nations during Security Council meetings on Sudan, etc., were very rosy pictures of how the political process that preceded the war was moving along. And he was reassuring the Security Council that there would be a final agreement very soon on the horizon, partially because he was listening to the wrong interlocutors, partially because he was privileging the narrative of a very narrow range of interlocutors. Had he been able and had he prioritized much deeper, much more significant, much more meaningful engagement with a variety of political Sudanese stakeholders, he would have been able to see the clear signs that so many of us saw, that a war was on the sort of very near horizon.
I've actually heard this criticism before, that he misled the world in the lead up to the war until the last minute, either intentionally or unintentionally. But then he was appointed as head of the UN mission to Sudan, UNITAMS, in January 2021 to support Sudan's transition to democratic and civilian rule, like you just mentioned. He resigns now with a warning of a full-blown civil war engulfing Sudan. What will be his legacy? How will he be remembered in Sudan?
I think, you know, yesterday's briefing was probably one of the better briefings that he had done. Because I suppose he no longer feared the consequences of telling the truth and sort of the unvarnished truth. It comes too little too late, frankly. There are so many who have been raising the alarm within civil society that a full-blown civil war was on the horizon. I think Volker Perthes's legacy will be that he not only sort of misled the world at the UN level because of his inability to raise the alarm on the war before it happened, but effectively that this war and the way the international community responded to it happened on his watch, partially because the UN, and this is sort of beyond him, the UN relied so heavily on him as a weak SRSG to shepherd its engagement on Sudan after the coup, and then now post after the beginning of the war. What we'd like to see now is a new envoy with a clearer mandate on the protection of civilians, already part of the UN UNITAM's mandate, but more focus on that, with a higher level envoy who can command not just the attention of belligerent parties and political actors in Sudan, but also across the region, Horn of Africa, Sahel, as well as further afield in the Gulf. That will be critical to the United Nations' ability to engage more meaningfully on Sudan. But it has to be said, the political will of the United Nations to be more meaningfully engaged on Sudan has been missing for a while, and we've seen almost entirely entire absence of the UN since this war started. Partially, that's because SRSG purchase was effectively a stumbling block to the United Nations' ability to engage. And so hopefully with his exit, we will see more of that. But I think serious questions need to be asked within the United Nations chamber about how much they are prioritizing, or how little they are prioritizing Sudan, and what calamitous consequences that will have, not just for Sudan, but for the region. Next week is General Assembly. It's the perfect time to ask these questions at a global stage, and at a time when world leaders will all be congregated in one area.